The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. We're going. We're moving right along. We're up and we're running. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast, where we do our podcast out of our dining room. That's where we go. We don't go anywhere. We go to the dining room. We're here from our dining room, live from our dining room. Real quick. This Monday coming up, this Monday in Pelham, New York, we will be screening Women Aren't Funny with a Q&A after it at the Picture House. The Picture House. Picture House in Pelham, New York.
Is that hard for me to say?
The Picture House. Oh, yep. You say it.
Picture.
The Picture House in Pelham, New York, this Monday. Live screening of My Wife Hates Me. Pelham, New York. Q&A after it. Go to their website, get some tickets. They're not that much money. It's only like $10, I think. Less than seeing a movie, and then Q&A after it.
Be a fun time. Good times.
It's going to be a good time. Monday night. This weekend, I'm in Stand Up Scottsdale. Tonight, Thursday night, Friday, Saturday. Next weekend.
How long does it take you to get there?
Where? Pelham, New York?
No, Scottsdale.
I'm going to fly.
No, I know.
I think it's like 4 hours to Arizona.
I didn't think you were going to drive to Arizona.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like 4 hours. Why? What do you want to know that for?
I was just curious. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask you any questions.
All right. Next Thursday night, I'm at Bridge Street Live. Bridge Street Live in Connecticut. Friday, Megafest, Boston. Megafest. And Saturday, Joey Novik's room in Flemington, New Jersey.
Oh my God.
The Flemington Comedy Club. What?
Oh my God.
Is that that place?
Yes.
Oh my God. Is it
bad?
If
you want to see like an awkward place to do comedy, this is it. It is kind of like, it's interesting in a way.
It's good money. I'm getting good money, so I don't care.
The tables are so big, it's weird. Like
Flemington, New Jersey.
Big
next
round
Saturday.
Tables are not good for comedy.
No.
A lot of wasted
no.
space.
And I'm going to mention that when I'm on stage, that big round tables are not
I remember
good
for- he was giving out crayons or something.
I wasn't there. That's
like
what you-
people were drawing and coloring during my set.
Well, that's not going to happen during mine either. There's going to be rules when I get there.
And he had a weird light system.
There's going to be no weird light system when I get there. There's new rules.
New rules.
And also, listen, I heard other people on this network are making tons of money from Amazon because people, how do you do it? You go to riotcast.com/
I don't know what the thing is
My
anymore.
Wife Hates Me Amazon. look it. If you're going to buy from Amazon, go to Riotcast and do. I heard other people are making big money. You know, we got a check the other day
for $7.
$7. How do you know? You saw it?
Yeah.
$7. Don't send me a check for $7. Wait until it gets up to $25. I don't want a $7 check, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing. People are going, I'm a major act and I'm going to deposit a $7. You know, people are going, well, what happened to him? You know what I mean?
What do you mean? The lady that works at the bank?
Anybody who sees at the bank, they know me. They know I'm rich.
Well, don't go in. Just do it through
Yeah, but I do it through the thing. But they're still going to read them going, oh, my God. And then even worse, I won't be there and they'll all yell to each other. Look what Rich Voss made, $7.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think Chris Rock deposits a $7 check.
I doubt he does.
He probably crumples it up and throws it away. You know, and that's what I should do. But I don't, because you know what? $7. What can you buy for $7? Name
a
some
lottery
things.
Ticket.
You could buy a sub. You could buy a sub. You could buy a Happy Meal. You could buy...
Okay, come on. Let's... Come on. We might as well not. There's no sense putting a piece of fucking shit into the world. Do you know what I mean?
Well, okay, folks, we're going to talk about what you can buy with $7. Here we go. A Happy Meal costs about $4. And still got $3 left. What can you buy with $3? Well, you can go get a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. I mean, it's like,
yeah, if you have a dollar left, you buy a lotto ticket, you become a fucking millionaire.
It's just a ridiculous thing to be droning on about.
I'm not droning on. I'm just throwing it out there. What can you buy for $7? Hey, folks, write in. What can you buy for
$7? Stop, please.
What?
Just,
throughout the country and different places in the country.
You know what? The only thing I think would make our marriage better. Not the only thing, but...
Can you talk up, please?
No, I can't. I'm thinking, okay? I'm having a thought. That's what I was going to say about this communication thing that we have going on. It's like...
You're mumbling.
It's like you don't deep think.
I deep think.
No, you don't. Because then whatever I talk about, you either just completely ignore or you say, I was thinking about this the other day, you have some kind of like pat answer that you've learned in AA or sorry, whatever, the 12-step program or...
I don't have any pat answers. Okay, you want me to deep think? If you go throughout this country, say the Midwest, the South... North, northwest, southwest, see, that's west. What,
okay, wait, but throughout the country, that said it all. You don't have to then go through all the different east, northeast, southeast. Then you go southwest.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to do that. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, say you go throughout this country.
What is your point?
Say you go out through this country and you take different walks of life throughout this country.
Okay, now go through the different walks of life.
Afro-American.
No, white. Stop saying Afro-American. I've asked you to stop. You won't stop. Why? To push my buttons?
No.
I don't even care. I don't think it's racist. I think it's just like straight up the worst thing I've ever heard.
Okay. Native American.
Oh, Native American is Afro-American? I didn't know.
No,
I was
I'm
thinking
switching
Afro-American
over.
Was something
I'm
else.
Saying you go throughout this country, right? Mm-hmm. Just listen. You want deep. And you go...
Yeah,
all,
you know what? I know when someone's about to get deep when they say Afro-American. I know that we're headed into some intellectual conversation.
Okay, what
baby.
Can I finish? If
no.
you go throughout this country and throughout all the different types of people,
but all different walks of life doesn't mean races. Different walks of life
means religions.
Careers. No.
Yes. Okay. Different ethnicities.
Okay.
Okay. Different religions.
Okay.
Different ages.
Thank you.
All different throughout this country. Mm-hmm. What would those people buy with $7? And you would get a million different answers. What you could get with $7 from all those people throughout the country. You see what I'm saying? Because you would get different answers.
Some people will say yarmulke. Other people a do rag. A peace pipe. We got that one.
See what I mean?
Stop.
So it's deep. It's
not deep.
What's $7 to you is is maybe a fortune to somebody else.
What would you buy with $7? And then that's going to become a sitcom. And then that sitcom's going to spawn a movie franchise. The $7 movie.
What would you buy for $7 movie? The ticket would be more.
Yeah.
The ticket would be more.
That's deep, baby.
I know what you would have bought. A ticket to see the $7 movie. That's all I'm saying. So move on. Your garbage is somebody else's treasure. Have you ever heard that?
I've heard it a little with a little more alliteration.
And how does that go? What do you mean?
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah. See what I mean? All right. Let's get
you
started.
Like it, it's garbage. And then another person digs through it, it's a treasure.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We used to go out in Plainfield, North Plainfield, Watchung. They used to have a junk day.
That's all you can only list two? You're getting better.
They used to have junk day where people would throw out stuff. And I mean really good stuff.
Why?
It was like spring cleaning, and they would put it on the sidewalk, and then they would come
take
it away.
Are these not like these places or?
These are houses, people, junk day, we called it. So it's spring cleaning, and people would put out nice tables or mirrors or workout equipment. And, you know, you never know what somebody wants to throw out, and you drive by and you look at it and you go, whoa.
That's trash.
I can't believe they're throwing that out.
Oh, and it goes, look, I'm getting the radio. You got to just pause it. Now I got to do this radio interview.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know.
Pick it up. We'll pick it up.
Well, pause it. Yeah, all but right. They won't hear the other
folks.
They won't
Bonnie,
hear
the- here, you can listen to some of Bonnie doing her radio interview. What
I know,
station?
But they won't hear.
That's all right. What station is it?
It's something. I don't remember. Eric and something.
Eric and something? Well, ask where they're from. Ask those questions when you're doing the interview.
I'm embarrassed. It's so embarrassing to that somebody might hear me do this.
Bonnie's going to do a call in.
It's the worst.
Huh? Oh, I might not have hit pause. I might have hit stop.
So no. What?
Start or stop recording. I don't know. I hope that was pause.
Well, put start recording. Is it?
It is recording now.
Oh, okay. Calling in.
Okay, Bonnie's going to call in. I'm not going to talk. She's calling into who? Fred and...
But they won't hear the other side. They'll only just hear me.
That's all right.
Me.
Then put it on...
It won't be able to hear it.
I'll stop it. You go up to the other room if I
hello?
Say...
Hello?
Here we go.
Yes, it's Bonnie.
Bonnie just called in. She's doing a local radio show. Somewhere in Jersey.
What's just a little bit? Because I'm doing another show, so just to let me know.
Uh-oh, she's doing another show. That would be our show.
She's, okay, 2 minutes. I'll just hold then.
Oh, she's going to hold for 2 minutes? Okay. Why would you just hold?
Okay, thanks.
Why are you going to hold for 2 minutes?
I'm being placed on hold.
Why?
Because they said they can't use me for 2 minutes.
Ask them, where are you out of, interview them. Talk about our movie. Say, have you seen...
Wait, 1 second. Hello?
Somebody's on the line.
Hello?
She's saying hello. She's saying hello and no one's answering.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
She said thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks.
Somebody complimented her. Oh, she's smiling. They must have
said, I'm excited to talk about it too.
Oh, boy. She's excited. They must have brought up something about her. That's what happened. They brought up something about her. This isn't a 2 minute hold.
Okay.
Here they go. Here they go, folks. I think it's going to start.
Okay. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Uh-oh. She thanked somebody.
Stop it.
She told me to stop it.
Hello?
She's back on. I can't tell you what the other person's saying. I can just only...
Okay. Right on, man.
Only go by what I'm hearing.
Hey, where are you guys out of?
Where are they out of?
Wayne, New Jersey, William Patterson.
Oh, Wayne, New Jersey, William Patterson College.
William Patterson what?
College.
University, yeah.
Whoa, this is going to be big.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
This is big.
getting introduced now.
She's getting introduced. This is big. William Paterson University radio show. This is big. Ask if they're college
they're
students.
They're having some technical difficulties.
Ask if they're college students.
Oh, okay.
And then we're gonna have to smash JJ for getting you this interview. Are they college students or real radio? Technical difficulties are happening at William Paterson University. Bonnie is on hold, and this is getting really intense. This is going to be a big interview, folks. I hope you can hear me. I'm just trying to whisper so they don't hear me at William Paterson University because I don't want to blow her.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Uh-oh. I can hear her because I'm sitting like
Hi. Next to her. Are you guys college students?
Are they? No. They can't be.
What kind of awards has it won?
Whoa. It's won awards. This is insane. She's talking to them
IBS.
Now.
Isn't that some kind of stomach issue?
Whoa, there's her first joke, folks. I don't know if they're laughing on the other end, but I'm sure.
Oh, fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Wow.
This is insane. This is totally insane.
No, it sounds like you guys got it all going on. You're doing great, guys. You're doing really great.
This is fantastic.
What are you taking in school?
Oh, she's talking to two college students.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have no further questions.
Looks like Bonnie. Bonnie's doing the interview herself. She switched it around and she's interviewing them. It's crazy how this works.
Rich Voss. Yeah, you bring him up right at the beginning of the interview. It's awful. No, I tried it. You know, this is my one time to forget about him.
God, look at that. They bring me in.
But yeah, we do a podcast called My Wife Hates Me, and
we're doing it now.
People love it.
We're doing it now. We're doing it now.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to it?
Oh my God. Well, they're going to hear themselves.
Okay. Yeah. Listen to the Thursday episode.
Should be out tonight. The Thursday episode. It's a good one.
Oh, well, it's not really about anything. They're never really about anything. They're just,
This one's about.
I don't even know how to explain it. It's a horrible. We put out into the world just trash. But one man's trash is another man's treasure, I suppose.
That's the theme of this podcast. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Okay,
it's embarrassing to me. I don't like doing it. I don't like I think I put too much information out into the world, but Rich has no boundaries, so he doesn't care. He's never embarrassed.
Never.
But I have to process a lot after the podcast that, like, what am I doing with my life?
And don't
this
forget,
is horrifying.
Don't forget Monday, the Picture House in Pelham, New York, live screening of Women Aren't Funny. With a Q&A after it.
Yeah, forget. People do. People will say, like, oh, I heard this on the podcast, or I know this, you know, whatever. And then I immediately get filled with shame.
It's crazy.
And
it's crazy.
I have to deal with it. It's so embarrassing.
This is really embarrassing for everybody involved.
I started comedy many years ago in Canada. Well, then I moved to New York. And then I was in Los Angeles for many years.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Successful, super successful. Then I met my husband, Rich Voss. He brought me way down.
Oh, we've heard this before. we've heard this one many times.
Yeah. He introduced me to obscurity.
Whoa.
And,
look at that. She just stole my word.
Now I live in New Jersey.
Look at that. And
we're neighbors.
Whoa.
It was
folks,
hard to
you are listening to, you know, William Paterson.
Stop,
University.
Rich, I can't do it with you talking in the background.
She can't do it with me talking.
I don't know. It's good. I like New Jersey. I didn't like it at first, but I like it now.
More horses.
I don't know about the bagels, but the pizza's good.
More horses per capita. I hope you people can hear me. Listen carefully.
Yeah, I've been on it 3 times.
Whoa, Letterman question. We don't know what they're saying, but I'm sure it's horrific.
Why? There's a 20-year age cap. yeah. Oh, that's true. But we don't know when he's quitting. That's He's announced his retirement, but he hasn't announced when his last show will be. It could be 5 years from now.
He's not quitting before he does William Patterson University Radio. I'm sure Dave Letterman is waiting for that call.
Yeah. There's no longer any Opie and Anthony.
No more. It's all gone. Opie and Jim.
Oh, yeah. Bob DeBono. Mm-hmm. He does a great Rich Voss impression. Have you ever heard it?
Is this interview about me or Bonnie?
Yeah, he could do a very good Rich Voss impression. Oh, hang on. I think he's here now. You say Bob DeBoto can do a Rich Voss impression.
Hello? Yes, this is Voss. first of all, is this the famous William Patterson University Radio show?
Because I think award-winning.
You guys are award-winning, right?
One at IBS.
Okay. Now you're talking to Bonnie about her upcoming show this Saturday, right?
They haven't talked about it yet.
Okay, and then so the main plugs are her show and our movie, Women Aren't Funny, right? Now, I know you want to talk about me because I'm famous.
Oh, my God.
But it's
Rich.
Time to start
These are
really
just
getting
kids.
Her plugs
They're
in.
They're literally like
And I'm just messing with you guys.
Old.
I've done shows at William Patterson University. And it was great. Fabulous. Here's Bonnie back. Here's Bonnie.
Here I am.
Bonnie's back.
Have you seen the movie?
No, but I'll tell you one thing. I've always been saying how I'm a huge fan of one comedian. Ever since I saw Joan Rivers when I was younger, and amazing.
Good research. Good prep. They haven't seen the movie. They have not seen the movie, folks.
Yes, Sarah is good. She's in the movie. Joan Rivers is in the movie.
Wanda Sykes.
You should go download the movie right now. If you like female comics, this movie is perfect
it's
for you.
It's $4.
It's... You can... Oh. No, not Amazon Prime. Come on. You got to pay
iTunes.
A little.
Go to iTunes.
You could get it from iTunes or Amazon, but... You got to pay $3.99 or $4.99, something like that.
Come on, they're college radio. Cut them a break.
Yeah, because, you know, every time you download it, we get 60 cents. So, I don't know. You know, when you make a movie, you don't realize, like, the distributor will take everything.
And...
Well, you know, it's like, it's a funny documentary that, I'm not proving women are funny because I feel like that's, you know, you either like women or you don't, and
you
who cares if you don't, I'm not proving anything.
Not
There's
at
too
all.
Many great examples out there to really be trying to prove anything.
You're not proving it now.
But I do, and the other, I don't prove that men aren't funny. There's a lot of funny men in this movie also. So it's just a really funny, if you like comedy, it's a very funny movie.
Well, there you have it. That wraps it up almost, folks.
Well, I started, you know, right after Sarah Silverman, so I always thought she was just a phenomenal joke writer, so I always enjoyed her. Kathy Griffin, I liked that she could just get on stage and talk. It's something I can't really do very well, so
especially during an interview.
I always really admired that. And you know, Joan Rivers is just, she's
dead,
you know, she's rich. She's fantastic. She's always been, you know, one of the things about Joan Rivers that's so great is that she just said whatever she wanted to say and she didn't care what people thought. Words to live by, everybody. Don't care what anyone thinks of you.
One man's
joke like nobody's watching.
This is going along very smoothly. You got to wrap this up.
This it might be this interview, the worst bomb I've ever had.
I can name three others.
I don't know. There's been so many. I've bombed really bad.
No.
Many times.
No.
I've had some real crashes.
I wouldn't think that. On the day that you were born, the angels got together.
Yeah, and then they can't look you in the eye after the show, and everybody's like, I didn't think it was that bad.
And so they sprinkle moon dust in your hair and golden sun in your eyes so blue.
I think if you know somebody that does stand up and then they do really bad, you should honestly just tell them how bad they did, because there's no getting around it. You should just be like, that sucked so bad. That was, I would lock myself in my room for a couple of days, really process what happened. It's terrible. It is a weird thing, though, that you can have, you know, 300 people telling you you suck and you'll do it again. Like, there's a weird kind. You have to have a certain kind of personality to keep doing stand up after you've had an entire group of people be like, this is not the career path you should be on. And you're like, well, I'll keep doing it.
So they sprinkle moon dust in your hair and golden.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
All right, come on.
Well, you make a salient point, sir.
This is going.
guys, I have to do another interview, so let's wrap this up. Will you plug my gig again? Because I don't know where it is. Can you tell me? Yeah. Comedy Shop. What's it called? Pompton Plains? Oh, okay. Oh, Pompton Plains near Wayne. It's in a Best Western.
Whoa, doing all the big gigs. That is
JJComedy.com. Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Oh my God, that was like they were like kids. Like, okay, Bonnie. So, I wish you could have heard it. So, should we not put this out?
This is perfect. This is the best podcast we've done in a while.
No, because they only heard one side of my horrible interview.
I did commentary throughout it. If they could hear me, you know, they'll enjoy this.
I know, but I was not as good as I might have been because.
I can hear you talking. On a phoner? Who cares? There were college kids.
No, but I'm saying like for that. No, I don't care about them or that seven people listening to that radio station. But I'm talking about like the podcast. Like they'll be like, oh, she's terrible on radio.
No, are you kidding me? You're trying to do a podcast and radio at the same time.
It's never been done before. Simulcast.
No. Simulcast, podcast through the living room. And then William Patterson University Radio.
Award-winning. They go, this is an award-winning radio station. I go, what did it win awards for? They go, IBS. Isn't that like some kind of stomach thing?
I don't know. If it is, I have it. But I would tell them, I would say to them, I would ask them what they could do with $7, what each one would do with $7. if each one of you had $7.
And the truth is that they'd have to fantasize probably those guys.
Huh?
But what having $7 would be like.
Oh, man. So.
But also they were like, I never saw the movie, never heard the podcast.
They said that? Never heard the podcast? Great. But those guys go on to do bigger and better things.
Eric and I don't know the other guy's name. Eric and something.
Huh?
Eric and something.
Well, I'm glad that you got that out. I'm glad that JJ is setting up multimedia outlets for you to do the Comedy Shop Saturday. His rooms are pretty
also,
good.
Also, the other thing was I found out I'm doing two shows. I thought I was just doing one show.
No.
Yeah, for that money, I'm doing two shows.
I would have to get him. You want me to get him on the phone right now?
I tried texting him. He won't answer his phone.
Why not? He will to me.
Okay. But it's too much phone stuff.
No.
It's got to be horrible to listen to a podcast where you can only hear one side of the conversation.
No, well, we'll put him on speakerphone right here.
No, but you said...
But this is the new iPhone 6.
There's got to be a way to, like, just plug into the computer and plug, like,
I'm sure there is, but we don't know that way.
I know every time we bring it up, Dr. What? Steve emails me how to do it, and I just honestly don't even... I can't... My brain is such that I can't even... The words won't even go into my head.
Not only that, just...
Anything technical, I won't pay attention to.
I can't even finish the emails he writes. That's how intense it is.
But he's like walking around being a doctor. How's he emailing and stuff? He does it on his... He just talks into his phone, I think.
I don't know. I think I think his patients suffer from all of his,
Because he's not paying attention to them. He's listening to a podcast while he's checking them out.
Yeah.
You know, he's like listening to stuff.
On our podcast, okay, we'll get to that in a second. Let me see if this guy's around. I'm calling him. Speakerphone, folks. This is a good podcast.
Is it? No.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you. I know good podcasts.
People said, don't do speakerphone. Don't do it.
They said
awful. Awful. 1,000 times they've said it.
Well,
so keep it short.
I'll keep it short.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You're on our podcast. We just have a couple questions to ask you.
Sure.
How hard and how much work was it for you to get... For you to get Bonnie that big interview with William Patterson University.
I had to pull a lot of strings.
Okay, because, I mean, let me tell you, it was riveting. They're award winning, you know that?
They won the IBS award.
Yeah, they won the IBS award. Myself and our whole household wants to thank you for getting that set up.
What is their names?
Do you know their names?
It was Chris. Yeah.
No, it's Eric and something.
Oh, Eric. That's right. I keep calling this kid Chris. Eric Dargis. The only kid I know is who I've been emailing back and forth with.
Okay. Well, I was calling as Bonnie's publicist there, and I want to thank you as Bonnie's publicist. Now I'm calling as Bonnie's manager.
Sure.
Bonnie is working for you Saturday night. For a certain amount of money, which I'm sure is...
I don't know the amount.
She doesn't know the amount, which don't say on the air. But
thousands.
She was led to believe that that money only covered one show. Does that money cover two shows?
It was for each show.
Oh, you mean so she gets double what you told her?
Yes.
See that?
Okay.
Well, listen, you are a pleasure to work with. JJ Comedy. Where is your...
Can I bring Raina on Saturday? Is there a place?
Is there like a dressing room or a place for her to cram our kid into? Or hallway?
But she can hang out in the showroom if she wants. I mean, that's fine.
All right.
She's used to it. She can hang in the back with me. I'll give her a computer to play with or something.
All right. Now, and where is this? In Pompton Lakes?
In Pompton Plains. It's 140 Route 23 North.
And it's in I only do shows if they're in like a Best Western or something.
Well, you're in luck.
Oh, fantastic.
It's in a Best Western.
That's fabulous.
Doesn't that sound like a great comedy spot? The Best... Look, at any time you drive by a Best Western, you could say to yourself, maybe there's comedy going on in there.
Let me tell you, that's where Bananas and Poughkeepsie used to be.
I know, the hit and run comedy shows.
Up in Poughkeepsie. Well, listen, we have to get back to our podcast. We have a very, very important podcast.
And I bet you have a banner to clean.
And Rich, don't get too excited, but you'll be on that same radio station in April.
Let me explain something to you. That'll never happen. Rich Voss, thank you for coming on to My Wife Hates Me, probably the biggest podcast out of Hillsborough, New Jersey. And one question, and this is serious. If you had $7, what would you do with it?
If I had $7, what would I do with it? Oh, man. I don't know.
Oh, good. Great. Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Here's my nephew.
What's that?
It's $7. I'd probably give it to my nephew.
There you go. Good answer. Talk to you later.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, Bonnie.
Bye. That's such a pedophile answer.
I give it to a kid.
Ugh.
See?
Gross.
I know.
That's the way the club owners are.
I say the way they are. They yeah. give $7 to their nephew.
Yeah.
We're only at 33 minutes. This
oh
doesn't
my
seem,
God.
Doesn't it seem like this is an hour
think
and
about
a half
how
already?
It feels for the people listening.
This is fucking, I mean, I can't be any better than this. What else can I do for like another certain amount of time?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me about what's been going on in your life?
Well, here's what we didn't discuss all
the
controversy. That happened between our radio show at Sirius and another radio show.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about it.
We had a little disagreement with a radio host.
Well, let's start from the... I feel like you never tell
I'm
the story
I'm
going to
start from the
well,
beginning.
Quite
I'll start.
Right. Can I tell it and then you can jump in?
Why are you going to tell my story?
Because I feel like sometimes you miss certain point. You get ahead of yourself.
No, I tell a lot of points and you yell at me for giving too many points. But go ahead. You could tell it.
Okay. So... when our movie first came out. So this is months ago. This is late August, right?
Our movie came out August 27th, right?
Yeah, so this is like September, August 28th October. Or August 29th. Rich goes into Sirius to do a radio show called the Jay Thomas Program.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know what it's called. The Jay Thomas Show, something like that. So he's actually not there. He's Skyping in, right? Or something?
No, he called. His studio's in L.A. And it's, you know, he does it from...
But in any case, he's not exactly... That's the way some radio shows work. NPR does it all the time, okay?
Yes.
You go in and the person interviewing you is not actually right in the room with you. And Kevin Meaney, who we love, a very funny comedian. We actually had him in our movie and then... He did it so funny. He did a scene where he was babysitting our kid and it was really, really funny. But of course
we didn't keep that. It didn't fit.
It was just too hard to figure out a way to.
God, was that funny.
That was funny. So anyway, so we love Kevin Meaney. Kevin Meaney is the co-host of the Jay Thomas Show. So Kevin Meaney is actually in the studio with Rich. They go in and Jay Thomas is being a dick to Rich from the get-go. I guess he's just trying to start stuff. He's trying to get some
controversy
going.
Yeah.
He's making fun of the movie, making fun of the fact that you're talking about your kids or whatever. And so
he's trying to be edgy.
Trying to be edgy, so he's a little irritating. But then at some point, I don't know what Kevin Meaney said or did, but he referred to Kevin Meaney as...
Shut your fucking mouth, you faggot, or something.
He was that harsh?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Shut
yeah.
your fucking mouth, you faggot.
Yeah, something like that.
There's almost zero comedy to that statement. So Rich got mad at Jay Thomas for saying that, and a little fight started. And Jay Thomas said, "That's it, this interview is over." And Rich, and this is why I love you, babe. This is one of the only reasons. No. Rich said, "This interview is over when I say it's over." Which I fucking love because I would have left. I would have walked out and I would have been pissed and whatever. But then the interview carried on, right?
Yes,
it just
yes.
like, what's he going to do? He's not there. He can't do anything about it. But I just, God bless you. I love balls like that. That's good. So that's what Rich did. And then whatever, you know, Jay Thomas's name would come up occasionally and Rich would say something about him. Nothing really harsh or mean, just kind of like to be funny, use him as a punchline. And we were on our radio show a couple weeks ago, and we were interviewing this woman who's an ex-porn star, current comedian. And she had, Rich was making fun of her for, you know, said, "Oh, is this the first big radio show you've ever been on?" And she said, "I actually did Jay Thomas's show before." So Rich did a little tirade on Jay Thomas, what a hack he is. You know, he's been in the business for 300 years or whatever. And it wasn't that harsh or anything.
No,
at the end of it, I kind of even stuck up for Jay Thomas a little bit. Like I just said, "Oh, he's been doing it a long time, you know,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah,
so someone calls into the Jay Thomas show.
And says, "I'm trash."
Maybe the week later.
Some guy from Canada, because he emailed me and said, "I'm calling in
And I'm, I go,
and he had like, but that guy, the guy who called in, sounded like a character from like Family Guy or something. He was like, "I've got to tell you, Rich Voss." Oh, no, I kept calling you Rick Voss. Yeah. Oh no, he was saying Rich. Yeah. The other guy, Rich Voss, was talking bad about you on the radio, and so J. Thomas, you know, tried a couple of little radio tricks. One is you say the guy's name wrong. Two is you pretend you don't know who he is. He definitely, there's nobody else in the history of his radio show ever said, "I say this interview's over when I say it's over." Believe you me, he fucking knows who you are. Okay. That he lays in bed at night being like, "What should I have done at that point?" Do you know what I mean? If anyone ever says, "I say it's over, this interview's over when I say it's over," he's going to have an answer to that because he's been thinking about it. So then he started saying some shit, I guess. We don't know. We didn't hear the thing. It's all over Twitter that J. Thomas should be fired.
This and that.
He was saying he was going to beat me up, beat Rich up, beat our daughter up, some sexual stuff with our daughter, blah, blah, blah. So we were kind of pissed about it. And although he said I was, somebody tweeted to me that he said I wasn't funny, which made me angrier than all of it. Like, the fact that he was going to beat me up, I was like, big deal. And he was like, "You're not funny." What? Now you slow down there, mister. So last night on our radio show, we heard the...
Two nights ago.
Was it two nights ago?
Yeah.
Oh, the producer played for us the tapes.
Of what he said.
And it was really not bad at all. It
wasn't that bad. But he called me scrambling to apologize.
Before we heard the tapes.
Yes. And I don't, you know, look, at I said right away.
He probably got in trouble because he was threatening physical violence. Although when someone can fit in the palm of your hand, you don't really take it that seriously.
Right when it happens, people from Sirius were calling me. I go, "Do not fire this guy." Because I'd be a hypocrite if I said fire him, you know, because I say the most, you know.
I don't think he should be fired.
Not at all. I said, do not fire him.
He might have, could have been reprimanded for.
Well, I mean, think about it.
If he hadn't brought our daughter into it, I wouldn't care what.
Yeah, it's what I said to him when he called me. I said, "Look, I don't give a fuck what you say about me or Bonnie. Just don't bring my kid into it." And you know, and I told them, don't fire the guy. You know, I mean, all the mean and bad shit that we say, if you went out and said fire somebody, it would go against everything I believe in.
I call people pedophiles.
Yeah, when it comes to freedom of speech.
Allegedly.
But we played his stuff, and it wasn't as bad as the whole world.
Unless we missed some of it.
No, I think a lot of the listeners were trying to use him as an example.
Example, right.
For
yes.
Like, well, why does Anthony and
yes.
Troy...
Yes, this is hypocritical of Sirius.
And Troy got fired.
Who's Troy?
The good-looking guy with all the tattoos at...
He did? Why?
I think he got... I'm not sure, for like a year suspended for saying something. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. But they were using it. And they did have a great point saying, you know, why is Anthony fired for tweeting stuff when he's not on... You know, why is this guy not fired? You know, and they did have a good point, but... I don't think anybody should be fired if that's what, you know what I mean? If you're hiring them to be edgy and controversial, that's what they are. Those are the type of people they are, you know?
Right.
Anthony was controversial. Opie's not controversial. That's what made them
good together.
Good together. Okay. So, you know, me saying fire him, I might as well just quit comedy. But then he called and he said, "Look," I go, "Look, just don't say anything about my fucking kids ever." He goes, "I didn't even know you had kids."
But listening to the tapes, he did, because people were telling him. Kevin Meaney was telling him, the girl, I don't know who the co-host, she seemed really lovely.
Yeah.
The woman. And the guy who called in even was like, they have a movie, women aren't funny. And then he was trying to make fun of it, and everybody was like, "No, it's actually really good."
Well, that guy that called in was a fucking rat, because he called me, he wrote to me.
You're
a rat. I said to him, he goes, "Oh, look at all the trouble I started. I'm going to call in and apologize or call." Because then Opie, when I was on the road last week.
Jay Thomas kept going, "You call them back." Like, he was a friend of ours. Jay Thomas couldn't figure out that.
He was a
listener.
This
guy's just listening to every radio show on Sirius.
But I mean, Jay Thomas does have a
pretty long and large. Who's that? Who's texting you this early in the day?
Who do you think it is? Just take a wild guess. If you had to just use all your powers, if there was a gun to your head and somebody said, who texted Bonnie?
At 9:11 in the morning.
Yes.
Who Jay was Thomas? It? I mean, JJ Comedy?
Yeah, there you go. You got it right.
Why did he text you?
He said, thanks. You did great.
On what?
The radio show.
He listened to it?
I guess he did.
He's the one. But anyhow, Jay Thomas, I mean, he has an extensive, pretty large resume. You know what I mean?
Yes, he's done a lot of things.
He's done a lot of things. He's done TV. I think he was in the season of Ray Donovan. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know, he's probably a decent actor, you know, just like does cameos, was on Cheers.
I heard a story about him on Cheers.
What?
I don't know if it's true.
Well, don't say you don't want to be sued.
It's just Hollywood gossip.
Yeah, but if it's not true.
Oh, come on.
You cannot say that.
What about on, like, Entertainment Tonight and stuff?
They have facts.
No, they don't have facts.
Yes, they do.
What about, no.
No, don't say anything.
Come on.
Listen, this is out of my
hands. This is like a story that I've heard many times about Jay Thomas.
You've heard?
Yes, it's like a Hollywood story.
Is it negative?
It's funny.
Is it negative about him?
I mean, it shows his character, I suppose.
I don't.
Can I just say, I heard, I don't know if this is true. I mean, this may be completely false.
Okay, this is what I read. I'm quoting what I read.
I'm quoting something that I have heard a few times.
You didn't read it? Is it in print?
I don't think so.
Who would you hear it from?
It's just like one of those stories you kind of hear.
You know, how could you hear it?
Because I heard it recently when Jay Thomas came up, and I was like, oh, I remember hearing that before.
Well, but you didn't know who Jay Thomas was when I did his radio show.
I did.
No.
I said he was on Cheers.
No, you guys had to look it up.
My friend Martini was like, he's a radio guy. And I was like, no, he was on Cheers. And we looked it up, and turns out both are true.
And he was on Mork and Mindy.
I didn't know that.
Yes. I think he's on Ray Donovan. This season,
Ray Donovan.
I think, and I heard everybody saying how great the second season was. We never finished the first season.
I couldn't
season.
Get through it. I'm sorry, Ray Donovan.
I don't know
fans,
if it was,
but there was too much yelling and whispering. You're just constantly fiddling with that volume button.
I don't know if it was the overacting. I don't know if it was the Elliot
Gould
character.
There was an amazing amount of over and underacting.
I don't know if it was the brother that was molested that bothered us.
Oh my God.
That bought the house, or Elliot Gould's character, or
I mean, there was just
or
like,
fucking.
It was like they were trying to like create. Oh, and again, it had the daughter. It was like from all those shows, they cast the daughter from the same casting place, which is like, who's going to be the most annoying person on television? Well, teenage daughters, annoying yes. teenage daughters on every show are, they almost, like, remember Homeland the first season? That yes. daughter almost ruined the entire season. Maybe it was the second season. The mother also almost ruined it.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
God she's not in it anymore.
I can't believe they brought what's his name back for a quick cameo.
Don't. What if it's spoiler alert?
I didn't say anybody who, when, and where.
People know what you're talking.
No, they don't. They don't even know what show I'm talking about.
Oh my God. Okay.
So, folks, we got to wrap this up before Bonnie gets us sued.
The story is that, you know, he was in Cheers, married to Carla on Cheers.
Time's up.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, he was married to her on Cheers.
Yeah, or dating her or something.
Yeah.
And in an interview or something, somebody was like, or, you know, how he goes, oh, I love being on Cheers, but it's gross having to kiss her.
Oh, that's funny.
And then he got fired.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
She's a fucking major star on the show. You don't
Yeah.
But he was probably joking.
Well, in any case.
He got fired?
That's the showbiz story.
Well, see, now I kind of like the guy because he's just a pure ass.
He's like you.
He's an ass.
You guys should be friends, hanging out, drinking teas together.
I don't drink. He plays golf.
I said tea, you fucking Well, I've got to throw in that I'm sober every chance that I get.
I don't throw it in. He plays golf. I'd play golf with him, but I had the shanks. Until I get rid of the shanks, I'm bringing my clubs to Arizona.
Is that like a pooping thing?
No, it's the worst thing in golf you could possibly have.
Why?
There's nothing worse than that. You hit the ball and it, instead of hitting in the middle of the club, mm-hmm. it hits off the hosel
mm-hmm.
and just shoots to the right.
Mm.
There is nothing worse. You could ask any golfer.
What about shooting to the left?
There's nothing worse than shanking a ball. You can't, I'm almost, it's almost, I can't get out of it. It's like I'm possessed. When I think I might have said to God, if I get a hole in one, I'll quit golf. And I think since I got my hole in one, God's going, well, you got to quit. And this is what's going to make you quit. I don't know. And I'm just asking for another chance.
This is why I hate religion and people who say stuff about God. Like, do you think God really gives a shit about your golf?
Well, there's a bigger picture. There's a bigger reason.
Your hole in one, your
shanking. There's a bigger reason.
No, it's all in your head.
It's a bigger reason.
The game of golf takes place right here, baby. Right between the cranium and the something else in there. I don't know.
You're supposed to say between your ears, stupid. Oh. That's your head.
Oh.
Between your ears. Hey, do you have any more riveting J. Thomas stories? Because that last one...
Another one I heard was he was once swimming in the ocean and he killed the fish.
Anyhow, folks, do not forget Monday, Pelham, New York, the Picture House. This Monday, we will be screening Women Aren't Funny with a Q&A after it. This Monday, 7:30, I'm pretty sure it starts. The Picture House, Pelham, New York. This Friday and Saturday, I will be at Stand Up Scottsdale, Arizona. Next week.
Don't do too many plugs.
I'm just doing them real quick. Next Thursday, Bridge Street Live in Connecticut. Friday, MegaFest, Boston, or right outside Boston. And Saturday, Flemington, New Jersey.
Okay.
I don't even know what it's called. The comedy
club. It's a diner.
It's not a diner.
It swear to God, it is a diner.
Not a diner.
Yeah, it is a diner. It is a big diner and there's a back room where
they have
it's
a comedy
actually
club.
A side room. It's not a comedy club. It's a. I don't know. They might have weddings there. I don't know what they do in that room, but it's a room off the side of the diner, that. With these big, huge banquet-style tables, which when I did it, two or three people sat at each one, so it was like insane.
Well, I'm already sold out the first show, so
that's eight people. Okay, so I wouldn't get too
How
excited
many,
about
what's
that.
What's a seat? About 100, 200?
I don't know. Maybe not more than 100. Definitely not. More
it's
than
really. That. I'll be at the Flemington Diner next
Saturday.
But if you want
to see someone in adverse conditions. I mean, if anybody's going to be funny in that situation, it's going to be Mr. Rich Voss.
You know, to me, here's the thing.
So I personally would love to go see somebody like a big act in that room because it's weird. It's
well,
just
it's
a
like,
weird
you
thing
know what?
To...
In Jersey, that room is looked down. In New York, that's an alternative room.
No, like it's not. No, you're wrong.
They would call that, hey, you doing the diner in Brooklyn this week?
No, you're
Everybody
wrong.
Would love it.
No, you're wrong. It's not as good as one of those shit places. I'm telling you, because the tables, it's all about the tables. Like, it's a weird thing. It's like each table has this much, like, a huge amount of space in
front of
it.
I know what a fucking round table looks like.
I know, but it's like.
Did you just explain to me what a round table was?
But I'm just saying, like, when you look out into the eye, there's no, it's not,
they had the,
it's all set up so wrong.
It wasn't set
up
wrong
so
at Dale,
wrong.
The round table worked at the Algonquin.
They weren't doing stand-up at the Algonquin.
Well, so here's, but let me explain something to you.
Please do, because God knows, you know.
Next Thursday.
I know nothing. Fill up this between the ears for me, please.
Bridge Street Live next Thursday, Mega Fest Friday, and this place Saturday. The money I'm making is double what most people make going on the road.
Do you remember when you used to always be like, don't knock the table, don't knock the table? You're like this constantly.
No, I'm not. I did it one time. I did
Go
it one
ahead.
Time.
I don't give a shit about this podcast. Do whatever you want.
You don't give a shit about this one podcast or all of them?
All of them. 140 something of them.
Do you know some lady texted me and said that we're not funny? And what? And at the end,
Who
she
cares?
Goes,
but Why at do the you end, care? You tweet
end,
back to these.
At the end, she said,
bye-bye. B-A-B-Y. I wanted to fucking ring her fucking... bye-bye. You fucking dumb bitch. Bye-bye. You're fucking... You could see her long face and her big teeth. That's what she looked like. Big,
it is weird when
big,
people take the time
to
write
something. To tweet that you're not... Who gives a shit? Why are you listening,
like,
you
yeah, like, wouldn't
bitch?
You just, like... If I'm listening to a podcast I don't like, I click it off, I go to something else. I don't then take the time to write the... Every podcast I don't like. Like, yeah. Oh, okay.
And the 13-year-old wrote me back saying he's not crippled. He's not handicapped. He's like 5-something. He's a runner. He's Asian or Chinese.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
What's it?
Asian.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
He said...
I knew there was something wrong with him. I'll tell you that.
Who, the 13-year-old?
Yes.
And he said by
his
accident...
His parents probably beat him. It's like there's some kind of calmness to this. It's probably...
That's why he's a quick runner.
Yeah.
He said like he's a fast runner. He said he stumbled across our podcast. He know he shouldn't be listening to it.
He can't stop.
He can't stop. And he's 5'7 and a track star or something.
Don't tell your friends. That's all I'm going to say to him.
What? To start listening to us?
Don't tell your friends you do. Like, can you imagine if you're like, guys, I found this great podcast, and he's got his friends over and he plays it and he's like, listen to this, and then it's us like, hey, shut up, you dumb dyke. His friends would like be like, what? Why would you listen to this?
You're right. They would ostracize him.
Yeah. If he thought his life was lonely before.
You like that? Ostracize.
Nice.
You like that? That's what we should end the podcast on. Where are you going to be this Saturday? What's the name of the place?
JJ's Comedy Shop.
Okay. Remember, folks.
In something, New Jersey.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Hey, go to Amazon, too. Go to Riotcast.
Get some treasures of your own.
Go to Riotcast.
Get some stuff you can leave out on your sidewalk in a couple of years.
Go to Riotcast/MyWifeHatesMe and buy your shit from Amazon there. Let us make a little money.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
You know what's
Amazon podcast? Might use, start using that.
What?
Buy your shit there.
You know what? Like, everybody makes money from their podcast but us. We lose money every fucking... You know this costs money to do? Yeah, it does. It costs like something $25
right,
a month
well,
or whatever. Who
we're
knows?
We're doing a pilot based on it, so...
Oh, that's true. All right. So long, fat.
Bye.
So I almost said something negative. I didn't say it. I stopped.
You almost said the thing. You got mad at someone else.
I didn't say it.
All right.
How funny was Judy Gold the other night?
Very funny.
Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.